It is the Friday show. It's a bit of a funny one. No callers. We're just rattling right the way through. It's Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart, Chris Barber, and Gareth Roberts. Been a lot of Chris Barber across the last 2 weeks, but then that's a pleasure and a privilege.
Chris Barber everywhere, trying to get on a diet.
and we've got Gareth Roberts in, and Gareth, you're on permutations. So Gareth's going to run us through the European permutations, all the stuff that we care about for the Champions League places, let's be honest, and we will be focusing in on that. But there is things to be played for, isn't there, Gareth, around the 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th area?
Yeah, there is. It's dead funny because we've just done it in this room, but I sort of feel like this is happening everywhere. Like, footy fans are allowed to go for a pint again, and they're all going, so what happens if... and asking all these questions. And loads of people have sent it to me as well, and I keep referring them to certain websites and stuff. But the best explanation that I've seen of it all that can all happen this weekend is this. So what the Chelsea, Liverpool and Leicester need, the winner Aston Villa obviously guarantees Chelsea third. Liverpool, we've got Palace, we're fourth, we're level on points with Leicester, but with a goal difference superior by four. So to get fourth, Leicester must take more points than Liverpool or win at home to Tottenham by a margin four goals greater than Liverpool win against Palace.
Okay.
So that's that. What if Chelsea finish fifth and win the Champions League? Loads of people are asking. Now, Chelsea would get the place in the Champions League group stage, and the Premier League would have five representatives in the Champions League tournament. That, though, impacts the Europa League places. So it would mean only the club finishing sixth would go into the Europa League, entering at the group stages. In all other circumstances, two clubs go into the Europa League group stage. Leicester are guaranteed a spot if they don't finish in the top four, as FA Cup winners stroke fifth place finishers.
Yep.
If they do finish in the top four, the clubs in fifth and sixth will get those Europa League places.
As long as Chelsea...
Other than in the Chelsea scenario already outlined. And then there is, of course, Europa Conference League.
And so seventh is just the Europa Conference League?
Yeah, seventh. Yeah. So seventh gets that. It's theoretically meant to be for the League Cup winners. But obviously, City won that. So yeah, it's whoever finishes seventh, and currently Tottenham.